Blog Talk Radio. I'm a Capricorn, I came here to get mannish. Ooh, I know it's good when you start speaking Spanish. Very sexually, you're full of energy. After I'm done, you're still telling me you won't let a Gemini. Ooh, what a sex drive. She wanted it from the front, back, left, and the right. Baby, I will guarantee, yeah, to give you everything your body's missing, baby, yeah.
Are you the zodiac freak I've been looking for, girl? You're sending me
mind of the making,
and you make me sad. Are you the zodiac freak I've been looking for, girl? You're sending me
mind of the making,
and you make me sad.
Just how you want it. You can call me crazy, baby. You just drive me. Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. I am Miss VIP, and I have my beautiful bedroom voice diva, La Perla Negra. Hey, diva, how are you? Diva, are you muted?
There we go.
There you go.
I wasn't muted. My phone wasn't muted. I was so used to you unmuting me. I didn't know you.
Oh my goodness.
You know what? I'm real good, but I've been doing a lot of running these past couple weeks, and I haven't given myself a break. And I'm just a little tired, but I'm good. You know.
I know how that is.
Never too tired for the Erotic Love Zone, though. You know.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. So, before we finish the introduction to the show, well, what's the topic for tonight? Can you let everybody know?
Well, tonight's topic is we want to know one of your sexual fantasies in poetry. So it's bound to be a hot one tonight. So I hope we
I'm so sure. Yeah, well, you know what? It's always hot. But before we finish with this, let me let y'all know. This is the Erotic Love Zone. I'm co-hosting here with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. I am La Perla Negra, and this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my raw links on. You got yours on?
Oh, absolutely, all the time.
I know that's right. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, y'all, press that 1 and participate. We love you, too. And we won't bite, I promise. Not unless you want us to. And before I go any further, I want to give a shout-out to a very, very good friend of mine. And he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO of Raw Links. And you can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry to adorn your body with over there at Raw Links. Be raw at Facebook.com and Amazon. And these beautiful, beautiful, they have precious gems and metals and woods. And, oh, man, you'll love them because not only are they beautiful to look at, the visual aesthetics is just one plus, okay? They also have great, great energy and healing powers that they exude and they also bring into you. So y'all make sure, please, get on over there and grab you some raw links. And if you can't acquire them over there, you holler at anybody here in Epiphany and we will make sure that you get your raw links. All right, Diva, back to you.
Yes. So, my Diva, you know what? Let's not even ask each other that question. I think our pieces say it best for us. What do you think?
Oh, most definitely. Absolutely. Would you like to do the honors of the first piece, or would you like me to take the steering wheel?
Well, I'm just going to, I'll steer tonight, just this one time.
All right, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is New Ink, so it's untitled. We've been tiptoeing around it. I've asked you before to release your beast and have me as your feast. I want us in a bed that swings and candlelight surrounding us. Dressed in that blue sapphire number you love, with the seamed thigh highs and my kitten-heeled shoes. But you said, I can show you more than I can tell you. I immediately got wet with anticipation, Before I could say anything in response, he pulled me close and said, "What you have on, I'm about to take off. I know what you want, and tonight I'll show you what I want." He slowly removed my clothes, got down on his knees, and gave my punani his name. Took nibbles on my inner thighs, made me tremble, goosebumps all over. He then got up and lifted me and walked me to the wall, lifted me again to slide me on him. He took me over and over again until I screamed and climaxed. Then he picked me up again and took me outside to the balcony, bent me on the rail, and took me again. He made me gush. My tits were banging, but damn, I had to admit it was hot. This ninja didn't want to stop. I begged him to come because my honey part kept gushing. He said no and refused to rush. I whispered, "The neighbors may see." He grunted, "Like that matters to me." Then out of the corner of my eye, I saw a couple looking at us. He said, "This was my fantasy, to take you like this and for others to see." And that's that piece.
Well, damn. You find out you're an exhibitionist. Ooh. Okay.
You were the exhibitionist.
Yeah, that was, yeah, that was hot. That was very hot. You know, you go into this this voice. Your voice is already soft, but you mm-hmm. push that. You make it. You give it that extra cushion in your tone when you spit, girl. Yeah, that was hot. I don't know if I'm having a hot flash or if it's from your damn piece.
Oh my goodness,
that was
Thank you. I am so eager to hear what you got. So when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Oh, thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a piece from my archives because honestly, I did not write anything. But here it goes. This is called "Let It Rain." He stimulates me in such a way before he even touches me. He whispers, "I know what lies deep between your thighs, just beyond that patch of rich, stable hair. And it's time to harvest my favorite fruit." It fills him with hedonistic desire, knowing she is to be made moist and tasted and filled from the depths of her core to the rim of complete ecstasy. The only thing to bring such a king as I to his knees. He craves me. Gripping my breast, tracing my areola slowly with his tongue, sucking my nipple and softly rubbing my clit. I say, "Right there." He says, "You are so wet, baby. Ooh, yes." I can no longer pace the trembling of my breath. Silence broken. Echoes of ecstasy reverberate off corners of the room as he uses his beard as a paintbrush to coat my thighs. Juices overflowing, my legs shaking, body jerking, mind is blown. I can't stop coming. His tongue drilling into her as if speaking manifestations of staying wet. And he climbs on top to go for a ride, stroking her ever so slowly, whispering to me once again, "Allow me to dance in your storm, where the honey of nature is derived. I want to drown in your blissful waves. I know of nothing sweeter. Let it rain, my love. Let it rain." And that's that piece. BB there? Are you muted?
Girl, yeah, I was. Let me tell you something. I had to go hurry up and find my hand fan. I started sweating. I was like, oh, Lord. Woo. The second you said, I know what lies between your thighs, I was like, oh, dang. And I was like, woo. Woo. That was delicious. Woo.
You know, let me tell you something. You know, as much as I love to be talked to during that process, it's a little dangerous because depending on the vibrations and the way he says what he says, he could be working a spell on you.
Wow.
You know, you have to think about things like that because a lot of people don't realize that shit. I'm not going to get into it. That's actually something I wanted to talk to you about, Maybe Diva. So I'm going to leave that one alone. I'm glad you enjoyed the piece. I am. I'm glad you enjoyed
it. Absolutely. The imagery was amazing. But Diva, what do you say we open up these mics?
Absolutely, absolutely. Who do we have on here first?
It's our wordsmith, C-Double 34 Music. Hey, C-Double, how are you?
Hey.
I'm doing quite well, but my question is, why, Miss VIP, do you have to milk me? And why, the Pearl and Negra, do you have to caress me with your voices?
Oh, what?
Inquiring minds want to know.
It's a pleasure. That's why. It's such a pleasure.
Yeah. It is. Glad you called in. So,
yeah, I cut the money trail down tonight just to come in because I believe I owe you two an appearance.
Well, we thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So, Diva, ask me a question.
Yes, please.
Well, we would like to know about just one of your fantasies, poetically.
Poetically?
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with two ladies. One I would just pick up and straddle, have her bounce up and down, and the other one I'd ride her like I was in the Kentucky Derby, Belmont, and the Preakness.
Damn. Okay.
Well, yes, I'm going to the crowd.
I think you better go ahead, C-Double, because we're eager.
Are you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I was hoping it would be.
Well.
Okay.
I'll tell you what.
Yes.
Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, ladies. This piece is a two-in-one called Tonight's Forecast, Eargasm. I will change the climate to help you weather the storm. I won't predict the future, but I can provide you shelter. You won't need an umbrella because I want us drenched in this torrential downpour. I want to swim in the flood of your love. I know my lake effect snow blizzard gave you shivers, causing you to get nearer to me. My heat wave has got your libido sizzling where you had to start making mind-blowing decisions. You're like the wind that has my tree trunk swinging and dirty dancing like it's the 90s and I'm swayzy as we became elated. You got my mind twisted like a tornado into Barbados. And that's why you have to stay here. On my radar, we can take the day off and go on vacation to the softest place on earth and escape on your body, which feels like a cloud. I anticipate your showers of precipitation as we commence to participate in this hurricane of lovemaking. We'll rename the Richter scale due to the earthquakes and aftershocks. It's a tsunami when you put it on me under the omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient who's given us his heavenly blessings as we proceed to remain sexually connected. You extend me without chemicals from medicine, from this wicked system trying to imprison us as their victims, but no. Let the raindrops be our rhythm as I warm your cold front. What you do is so good that I don't even have to play the harp. You know why? I love it when you talk to me. The way your words drip through the form of your mouth. So captivating. You chin with every syllable you speak so smooth that your name should be Mocha. You melodically soothe the savage beast dwelling inside me. I'm drawn in this intelligent conversation that feels like neo-soul with the Fender Rhodes electric piano bass and drums along with your vocal accompaniment. Sounds mixed of Layla, Shaka, and Minnie with the crackle of vinyl on the turntables. Your sense of humor keeps me laughing, smiling. As I'm into you intimately, you don't intimidate or dominate the space. I'm welcome to be here with you. You give me the release as a man I need when you say, come on, come here, come. You blow my mind through your speakers. You swallow my thoughts. Paying attention to what I'm saying, you discipline your prejudices as it encourages me to burst out from my shell, letting me know I'm the cream of the crop for you. And life begins when we talk. I want more of you. I want your real love, no limits. I want you to glow up being a part of my life. Now that's all I can say. I'm going down in the thick of it. So what's the 411, hun? Telemundo. Why? Because I got you speaking in tongues. That's the peace.
Lord have mercy.
Go ahead, Diva.
Thanks. Well, first of all, of course, I picked up on the musical, you know, pieces. But what got me was that line of life begins when we talk. All right now, I like this piece.
I'm still singing the song. Mind blowing. Decision. And wait a minute, honey. Wait a minute. Let me tell you something. Softest place on earth. That's my shit. That's my song right there. Okay. Raindrops be our rhythm. Oh my God, right there. That make your panties fly off right there saying that. Yeah, look. And you I'm into you intimately. You swallow my thoughts. Well, bam. You showing up fucking somewhere tonight. I laughed, man. I'm thinking of a piece to put all of that in it. All of it. Man, that was I'm in the mood.
Did I make you stutter?
Yeah, you made me stutter, all right.
Yeah, I know you
didn't.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. That was
delicious. Yes, thank
came
you
in
for that.
Came in and slayed.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And La Perla Negra, two things.
Yes.
Your poem, brilliant,
yes,
as well as yours, Miss VIP. I was thinking 17 Days by Prince.
Oh,
when I was listening to your Let It Rain, you'll see what I did. Secondly, put this in your playlist if you can. There's this guy by the name of Terrace, like on the terrace, last name Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is called Ecstasy. Check it out. See what you think.
Terrace Martin.
Yes.
Okay. He on YouTube?
Yeah.
Ecstasy. Okay.
Yeah.
I definitely will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because it kind of because those poems that you did kind of reminds me of what y'all did.
Okay. Awesome. Mm.
All right.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
So no.
Yes.
You're very welcome.
Mr. Devil.
Yeah.
You are the first one. You are the first one to go into our love lounge tonight. So you go in there and get your peppermint snaps and whatever else you want. And
yeah,
I
have to tell you, my regular mixologist is not here tonight. She. Her boo thing is not feeling well, and she says she got to take some time off for him. So, but I have another mixologist up in there. She's not the mixologist, but her name is Sandra, and she's pretty good. So you just go in there and let her know what you want, you know. And she got.
I like scotch. Scotchy.
Oh my goodness.
Love you both.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow, Diva.
Those, you know what, Diva? The music, the song titles and the lines from the music, it just takes me somewhere. I'm serious. Mind Blowing, that's one of my favorite songs. The Softest Place on Earth is my shit. I'm trying to tell you. That's that work. I think that's got to be one of, if not the favorite, one of my favorite songs by Escape. I'm going to say after the show, I'm going to listen to that song a little bit. I'm going to let it play on repeat for a little bit. I'm in a mood.
Well done. All right. Well, let's bring in our next caller, Diva. And this is Queen Sim. What's going on, Diva? How are you?
Diva.
Hey, Divas. I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
I'm good.
How are you doing tonight?
I am doing okay. Enjoying the show. Loving everything you guys are talking. C-Double knows he is just too much.
He know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. He came to both of you guys. I'm like, look at him. Look at him go.
Did you hear how much deeper his voice got when he said, you swallow my
Right? Right?
I said, damn.
He felt that one.
That baritone, boy, it makes the hairs tremble and move, you know?
Indeed, I know that's right. Oh, gosh.
So, Diva, we want to know one of your sexual fantasies in poetry. So, what
in poetry? Okay, can I put it in a poem? I know. I'm not going to even call this a poem. This is one of my fantasies.
The mic is
right.
Yours.
I'm sorry. Let's clean it up. I'm going to just preface it with a. This is a. You know. No, I'm not. I'm going to preface it. I'm just going to share it, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
You go ahead, girl.
Right now. No. All right, it doesn't have a title. It's exquisite, isn't it? It's the perfect specimen. heart-shaped head made of supreme cocoa bean, and the stalk of that thing, all sinew and veins, controlled and bold, a sight to behold, and I am emboldened. Nuzzled nose and the softness of your exposed node sniffed in full lungs of pheromones in your cologne. It makes me moan as I salivate on undertone seeping into me, becoming a core memory. Why is he so pretty, though? Standing proudly, happy to see me, I missed you, Daddy. I kiss him slowly, intentionally, in inches, ending at the dip as I let slip a slip of tongue into the slip that is your slit, sipping at pre-cum, coat my lips in it like chapstick. Then I slap my cheek with it, a measure of how deep I'll take it. I'll start off slowly to begin with, running my tongue and lips along the seam before. Hold on 1 second. I'm so sorry, you guys. I was rudely interrupted. Can I start?
All right. Sure.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
It's exquisite, isn't it? The perfect specimen. Heart-shaped head made of supreme cocoa bean and the stalk of that thing. All sinew and veins, controlled and bold, a sight to behold. And I am emboldened. Nuzzle nose into the softness of your exposed nose, sniff in full lungs of pheromones in your cologne. It makes me moan as I salivate on undertone seeping into me, becoming a core memory. Why is he so pretty? Standing proudly, happy to see me, I missed you, Daddy. I kiss him slowly, intentionally, in inches, ending at the dip as I let slip a slip of tongue into the slip that is your slit, sipping at pre-cum, coat my lips in it like chapstick. Then I slap my cheek with it, a measure of how deep I'll take it. I'll start off slowly to begin with, running my tongue and lips along the seam, from beneath your balls to the tip of your piece, alternating wet lips and sloppy kisses, running my tongue from root to shaft, lavishing him in the attention he's been missing. I part my lips then, hands in position. I suck that dick like a snake had bit him. I suck that dick like death was at my door and his rigid, stiff dick held the only cure. I suck that dick with vim and vigor, alternating deep throat thrust slurps and them eight figures. I suck that dick with it, out nary a bit of grease. I slurp that dick like summertime ice cream melting on my face. I suck that dick with enthusiasm. I feel him as he stares, as my jaws suck in concave. I suck that dick down to the hairs. I suckle that dick as I come up slow, concentrating on his head as I stroke that dick, as I stroke that dick with two fists like I'm churning butter by hand. I suck the head like a thumb. I dare him to come. A geyser is struck as he erupts, bracing with his hands, force every drop into my skull, lick and swallow every drip. It is unladylike to spit. And then I take one final sip, ensuring for an empty clip. Then I just sit back and look at it. I mean, just look at it. It's so fucking exquisite. Mess that piece. I'm sorry about that.
Sorry about what?
Oh.
Shit, I'm not.
Well, that's it. Well, that's it.
Go ahead, Diva, you first, because I got some shit to say about this.
Okay, first of all, I got to say it one more time. Lord have mercy. It's exquisite, isn't it? What? Oh, wait a minute. Slip my tongue in that slip. I taste the pre-cum with, coat my lips in it like chapstick. Help me, God. Oh, Lord. Ooh, I see it. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
I appreciate it.
I can't go on, Diva. I'm not going.
Okay. All right. Now, you already know this is my speed right here, and that varies that first line. So now, before you started over, you said it perfectly.
It's 6 o'clock. I can't even say it like you said it, but girl, let me tell you something. The energy and the passion in this piece. I'm going to have to ask you to turn your energy down a little because, see, I'm an empath. I feel that shit. Okay. That, mm-hmm. Girl, no. Look.
I ain't finished.
Okay. Mm. Why is he so pretty? Now my mouth's starting to water. Okay. Standing proud. You think I'm joking? I'm serious. I'm serious. Okay. I miss you, Daddy. I miss you, Daddy. What the? Who the hell's you talking? God damn, that motherfucker has got some. Listen. If he ain't in love, you keep sucking that dick like you doing, Chico.
That's
what you call saying power. That holler back, come back, keep it coming back. Yeah, right there. I was sleepy. Well, I'm awake now, goddammit.
I know, me too, okay? Yeah.
Woo! Girl, that piece was so damn hot. That was so good. I mean, you did that piece as if you were actually on stage performing for the prize money. That right there. Lord, I'm about to kill my cat crumbing on my yarn, but excuse me, y'all. Because he waited until I pulled my yarn out, and then he went to walk on it. Oh, my God. Girl. Goodness, you got me excited. I loved it.
Damn. Man, come on, Nana. I'm going to try to send you to the Love Lounge after you let us know what's going on in the Epiphany universe.
Oh, for sure. So this Monday night, please join us on King and Queen's Quarters, myself and my co-host King Atterbury, on the topic of I Am. We want to hear those I Am statement poems, those poems where you affirm yourself, you know, things like that. That's the energy that we're bringing. And that's going to be this Monday night, the 10th, at 9 o'clock. I hope to see you guys there.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? We're going to send you over there to, you ain't even got to cool down because he's the one every Saturday. We're the ones that need to cool down. But Diva, thank you so much, Lord.
Thank you.
We do appreciate it. Lord, one love, one might.
Have mercy.
Diva, I need a station break. Let's just take this break, all right?
Oh, okay. Go on.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You are tuned into the Erotic Love Zone. I'm Miss VIP and my diva, La Perla Negra is in the house. Lord have mercy. Anyway, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And Diva, I think I'm ready for the next caller because this one is a doozy. Are you ready, Diva?
I'm trying to get ready.
Right?
I'm still in recovery from the last one.
I know, I am too, but I don't know if it's going to be any better, Diva, because I might have to go get some ice water or something, but I'm going to bring you in anyway. This is our New York Joan, Mojave. Hey, Mojave, how are you?
Hey, ladies, how are you?
Hey.
In recovery.
I'm good. How are you?
How you feeling?
Man, I'm ready to go run the street.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, listen, yeah. You got to do what you got to do. You got to
do
what you got to do.
You know? Sheesh.
Mm.
How you doing tonight?
Oh, I happen to be in fine form. Thank you very much, madam.
That's awesome. Did you hear the poet that was just on the mic? Did you hear what she brought?
I didn't hear anything.
Jeez.
Oh, no.
Well,
wait till you hear the playback. You can't make the playback.
If you ask me if I felt something, that's a whole different story.
Well, yeah. Did you feel? What did you feel? Lord.
I'm just saying, I'm just going to sit down. I'm going to drink this ice cold Arizona iced tea and chill. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
I hear that.
Yeah. I want somebody to miss me and do strange things to me like that to make me feel the way that that subject of that poem is feeling, because that's, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
Have mercy. Yeah. Have mercy.
Right? Thank you. That was absolutely delicious. I wasn't ready. I thought I was, but I wasn't ready. That's like,
just
I ain't ready for yours.
It just want to make you grit your teeth and tone on you. Bring your fucking ass over
you
and growl.
You want to grit.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, grab real close, you know, grab and bring your fucking ass over here.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I don't know if I'm old enough for this. Lord?
Yeah, but that's not happening.
Well,
so
Diva. Diva's on you, darling.
You know what I mean? Okay, well, Mojave, we would like to know about one of your fantasies. This one, can you put it to us poetically?
Okay. I got you.
Oh, my goodness. That came out way too easy. Oh, I'm just late.
let me get this going. Hold on. Just tell me if this is, too loud. Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's actually good.
All right. What do I like? What do I like? I like the feeling of your lips parting mine. A good goddamn kiss that changes the atmosphere. Draws down moisture, raises bridges. There's nothing better than the smell of your pussy. Exciting. Inviting. The strength of a tongue dancing on the hood of your clit to tease and suck to see how you flip. Let me look you in your eyes as I slowly watch your yoni bloom. Room flower. To your hips speak of the impending doom. I map your clit in my mind when most men want to grab just handfuls of ass I want to grab your shoulders and hold you still. Let me lick and nibble your sides and inner hips. Allow me. Allow me to create history between our organs. Introduce my aroused penis to your wet and excited vagina. I am only here to hear how you moan and cry and fight to chorus. Let's blow this popsicle stand. I'll use my fingers and master your internal. Any wish of yours is my command. It is beautiful how you envelop me. Ask me to your oasis, part your pool, partering this fool with the question. What do I like? I like your breath, beautiful, full, and that tongue. How it awaits for me to tell the tales of your desire in exchange for the fire of your passions, willing to open up your Pandora's box of hidden freak and desire, the fire way that you scream and moan and lose your class when I eat you and your ass. The sass which I slap your ass, thunderclapping each side to bring out your inner freak to come outside. Now ride me slow. Place my hands in your foundation. You are fetish. Let me suck your toes till the throes of passion overtake you and I stroke slow. Let me go deep and as far as I can go. Let me know you in a biblical sense. Defy you for debauchery unseen. Only as a blue movie and you won't look at me in the morning as I leave particles in the corners of your mouth and in the creases of your skin. With the scent of skin covering every orifice that I've been in. How to please, and by the ease I took a look, a fifth beef of your resting bitch face piece. You better say please. My hands are strong and steady, need your flesh and reach for your nature to rise. I will separate you into sections and leave you sample. The flavor will end up in my beard. Let you lay still trembling after you've been speared. By tip and tongue. To the spasm and ride your wavelength till you subside and even when you're not with me, let me talk you through an orgasm. And I'll steal you, leak your ignorant ass, because you know what I came to do. Let me kiss you, your fupa, your neck, inner hips, back of legs, ass. Until you understand what I'm here for you, what I came to do, your taste in me, some fetish.
Oh, God help me. Mojave. Can you repeat that line of let me suck your toes? Something like
oh,
that.
Oh, God.
Please. Sign that piece, please. Lord.
Let me suck your toes to the throes of passion overtake you. And I stroke slow. Let me go as far as I can go. Let me know you in a biblical sense.
That's enough
time
to go.
Huh? What's
this? That's enough. Ooh, I got to fan myself again. Lord have mercy. Oh, my God. Ooh.
You know what? You, Lord, help me. Lord have mercy. Oh my God. I'm trying to calm down. Mm-hmm. I am trying to calm down. You didn't make it no better. Mm-hmm. I ain't getting no relief in between these pieces.
Mm-mm.
Y'all killing me here. That was so fucking, oh God, that was so good. It was exquisite. And the way that you spit, come on, cat. What the fuck? Sorry, y'all. You stay your ass on my side. I'm sorry. Because he keeps jumping back and forth over the damn bed, getting on my nerves. But probably, I mean, damn. Yeah. Oh, God.
Slowly watch a young bloom. Did he say that? Stephen, did he say that?
Yeah. My yoni said, yeah, he said that. Damn.
Oh, my goodness. Lord have mercy.
So what? See, when you call into the Erotic Love Zone, we forget that you are King Drip. So it shouldn't come as a surprise when we hear you do these exquisite pieces like you do to get us worked up. But damn, I need to smoke. Where's my lighter?
Well, let's just put it this way. Lord have mercy. I can't put it no other way because I might give myself away. Anyway, that was delicious, hot, scorching, sexy, sensual. Oh, my goodness. The adjectives just, I keep going, but I can't name them all because you come in here and just, you sing us every week. I'm beginning to realize that you come in like I'm gonna get them, and you do. So,
Lord,
I do appreciate you coming through. But before you go, tell us what you got going on in the gift of the universe.
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question. So, coming up on this Tuesday, we have another live speak, but we are doing the special edition because we are interviewing the God of War, known as Spit Raw, from the great state of Louisiana, from NOLA, to be example. Spit Raw is going to come in here and drop his poetry. And by then, I think I can't give out anything. There should be some new energy running around. We're going to bring them in here too, but it's mostly about the God of War, and we're going to do a special interview with him, listen to his music, because he makes music a lot of times. People don't understand. When he puts on I Rap Bitch, he really does rap, and he's actually really dope and good, and he's open for a lot of people. And so a lot of times, you know, greatness being in the midst, and they just be walking around all normal, like, but this man grinds, like, there's no tomorrow with his poetry, you know, and everything else. Like, and he said that literally over the pandemic, he wrote 400 poems, and I think he's on track to actually eclipse that. So we're going to talk about, you know, poetry, process, slam, and hip-hop, as well as the future of poetry. So I think it's going to be really dope. He's a super dope poet, and we bring him here to the Disney Radio Universe for him to take the socks off. A busy baby. So that's what we're about to do.
Well, all right, then. Well, Javi, thank you so much, darling. I'm gonna escort you in there this time. I'm taking you to the Love Lounge.
Well, take me, man. Take me.
Somebody's misbehaving. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Damn.
I can't handle you. You know what? Listen, got me stuttering. I'm going to do another station ID right quick, okay? I can't handle it.
Okay.
I just can't.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm hoping I recovered
And my diva, diva, have you recovered?
I ain't gonna lie, no. No.
Okay. Well, all right then, ladies and gentlemen, you are
one
listening to
the other.
Yes. Jeez. Yes. Yes. So it's the erotic love zone, all right. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna bring in the next caller. How about that? And it is none other than Mr. Sunday himself, Divine Inspiration. What's going on?
Good evening, ladies. Good evening.
Good
Queen.
Evening, Pastor Paul. Hey. No, you ain't Pastor Paul on here. How you doing, Paul?
No.
Paul.
Oh. <Pretty good.
laughs>
Yo. Uh-huh. How you feeling, darling? Is you feeling better?
I'm getting better. I'm getting
you sounding better.
That's good.
Yeah, you sound much better. That's a good thing.
A ginger hot toddy night.
Okay. All right. Ooh. That'll work. Yeah, hot toddy is good medicine. It really, really is.
Ginger with a little toddy added to it, you know.
Absolutely. That's the perfect combination.
Absolutely. Yes.
Good medicine.
It's worth it.
That's good medicine.
I might have to close tonight out with one, you know, for medicinal purposes.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. That is fair.
Yes, indeed. I might be out your way tomorrow, Danielle.
Oh. Okay. You know what? If you're going to be out my way, I need to talk anyway. So, don't ruh-roh me. It ain't nothing.
Oh, that was fun. So,
it's all good.
Well, anyway.
I'm in between my ghetto Uber runs.
Oh, my.
In the ghetto Uber runs. You in the ghetto.
I'm sitting in the car waiting for my next client.
All right. Well, my diva got a question for you then.
Yes.
I do.
What might that question
hey,
be?
Paul, that question is, it's a statement and then a question, but we want to know one of your sexual fantasies in poetry. Can you hook us up?
Oh, wow. Well, I guess this one might work. This was, I think I might have wrote this for this show once before. I don't know. But it's going to get me off the hook for tonight because I didn't look at what the theme was. And this one's called Adaptable.
All right. Mic is yours.
Thank you, Queen. When I engage in that dance of the libido and heart, when even before I see her, the dance has begun and our apocalyptic conclusion has its start. I mentally plot and plan on how I want it to and plan to tentillate every neural network with each and every nerve receiving an oral manipulated spark. The anticipation of our union carries me through and yet lengthens the remainder of my day. I can't wait for my completely liquid lunch. That delectable, edible, slurpable, saturating, squirting soiree. Workday is done and I'm speeding, running red lights, blowing stop signs, the next phase of answering that primal, powerful, lustful nature's call. Grab a few straws because I'm going to slurp and lap and not going to waste any drop. Finally home, I find my equal looking like the inspiration for the concept of perfection. She greets me at the door, caresses me, lightly grinds on me, and all the while she is mandating our direction. I'm hypnotized by her alluring natural scent. I'm kidnapped by the sensations emanating from where her tongue went. You see, this is how we dissolve our spats. We engage in oral, nonverbal, minus a moan or two, warfare, with no hands or penetration, so that in our sharing of one another, we use pulsations and tongue twists and gentle puffs of air as we vent. Let's face it, you can't stay mad at the entrance to your wife's mystical, magical source of creation glistening in your face. How can you even remember why you were mad when your man is at attention and meets the depths of her throat, coaxing you towards an eruption able to fill Camelot's moat, both of you equaling supernova temperature in your erotic love ignited heat, both anticipating the banquet of ecstasy in store to bathe in and to eat. When out of the shadows comes the patter of little feet, here comes Junior, and all that can be done to the big, find a movie, and be completely satisfied as you share the perfect moment of supreme love and family. And that is the most satisfying, completing feeling to ever bless me. Poem.
No. You know what? To be a fly in the bedroom. Okay.
No.
What in the world? What in the world? Nope. I'm not even comment on that. Whoa.
I am. Yo.
Oh, my goodness.
How you going to come up in here and do us like that, yo? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait one motherfucking minute. Hold on. You said you await your what liquid? What? Take that shit back. Take it back right to that spot right there. You know exactly where I'm talking about, too. Take that back to that. What you waiting? What you awaiting? What? Come on. Take it back here.
Okay.
I'm not sure I can go back
there. I can't
believe
it.
My complete liquid lunch. That delectable, edible, slurpable, saturating, squirting sorry.
Did y'all hear that?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Did I hear glistening? Did I hear glistening in that piece somewhere?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what I heard. I'm going to tell you what I saw. Go ahead, Diva. I'm sorry.
Glistening, yes, she did. Where we go? Yeah, it says, let's face it, you can't stay mad with the entrance to your wife's mystical, magical source of creation glistening in your face.
See? Oh, Lord. I cannot. Lord.
You nasty. And you think because you throw something up in there about spouse or wife, you use words like that it's supposed to make any nasty. It don't, because you gave it to us. What? I'm a visual person. And y'all have to remember that y'all are my family. You're not just friends. You're my family. So when y'all give me a visual to work with, I try not to put your naked asses in it. I try not to. I do. When I fantasize from the pieces that y'all do, I try not to put my family's naked bodies in it. Well, at least what I imagine your naked bodies to look like in there. But some of y'all, some of y'all can get it. I'm sorry.
No, erase that. I did not say that just now. I did not say that just now. Okay. Press that.
Oh,
now you're right. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Well, I was outside around the corner. I wasn't even there. I'm trying to tell you.
Paul, for you.
Yeah.
I don't know what to call you anymore when you were here. But anyway, can you, before we let you go to the Love Lounge, can you please tell us what's going on in this universe?
Absolutely. Every Sunday night, same bat time, same bat channel, 319-527-6300. You have myself, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and the partners in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and Alonzo, where we just praise God in poetry, to make it short. This week, there's no theme set yet, but if we come up with one, I will definitely get it out to you before the show. But come on through.
Wow.
Let God bless somebody through your pen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. All right. Well, all I got to say to you, mister, is one love, one mic.
One love, one mic,
ladies. God bless you both.
Ooh, Lord, yes, we was blessed tonight.
You know what?
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh,
good.
Leave
us. Wow. In here doing us like that. I'm blushing.
I know, right? So, my diva, it's time to do the rundown for the rest of the week. You ready?
Oh, shit. You want me to do it? Oh, my God. All right. I'm going to try. I wasn't equipped tonight. I wasn't ready. But, okay, let me try. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I will start with tomorrow night. We have the Get Down. And that is hosted by J. Rob the Wise Son and Poetic. Man, I love that show. Y'all come on by.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, I believe. I don't know what Friday night. It's Friday night. Huh?
It's Renaissance. I do believe it's Renaissance.
Okay, so, all right. I told you I wasn't equipped, so forgive me. Please work with me. Don't judge. Friday night at 10 is Renaissance Poetry, and that is hosted by Keith Eric, the Renaissance Poet, Kimbrella Renee, the Hurricane, and sis, and I forgot the other sis' name. Child, you got me on the wrong night.
Sister Taraji, absolutely.
All right, Saturday night, what is Saturday night? Saturday night, I believe, is Let's Talk About It. Hosted by Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Sunday night, we have the Inspiration Factory, hosted by Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, which you just heard him announce, but I'll repeat it for him. Poetic and Alonzo. Y'all come on by Sunday night. Man, Epiphany got this week on lock. Monday night, I believe, is supposed to be King and Queen's Quarters, but we're going also offer it to the Soul Cafe. Oh, God, I don't need to be doing this tonight. And that is hosted by, don't laugh, people. And that is hosted by none other than the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. And his co-hosts are as follows. The station manager, Poetic,
and myself, La Perla Negra. Y'all come on by Monday night, because I don't know how it's going to go, but if it goes one other way, then we're going to have a second segment, a second half of the show. It's a segment called Pick Up Your Pen, and y'all going to love that. It's going to help you tap into your creative side. Tuesday night, we have one of Mojave shows. I don't know right now. Don't ask me to remember because I don't, but please come by because it's always something dope going on. Always. Last night, I believe we had Fly Sweet. There's War Council. There's Honey Drippers.
He did say there was another episode of Fly Speak.
Oh, okay. So this will be a continuation. And you're going to love it. You're going to love it. Come by Tuesday night. And we are right back around to Wednesday night, another edition of the Erotic Love Zone. Now, the topic, we haven't even gotten to that, but I promise you, we'll give it to you when we get it.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you, Diva.
We'll give it to you. All right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is the Love Zone. And next on the mic, woof, haven't heard from him in a minute. We have none other than Blaze. How you doing, Blaze?
What's up,
Blaze? Are you muted? Hello.
Hey, Blaze.
I'm not muted. How are you?
What's good? What's good with you?
I think I'm probably in the vicinity of how fine y'all two ladies look.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, you have to excuse me. I'm kind of lunching tonight. I didn't expect to do too much talking, but I have a question ask you, darling. Huh?
Before you ask that question, can I help with your lunch?
My lunch?
Yeah, the luncheon that you're doing, I want to help extend it.
Okay, you know what? All right, listen, I'm high. Okay, y'all got to say certain. You got to be specific with me because I don't know where you be going with it. No, I'm just joking, y'all. Can you help me with my lunch?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
That means it's going to get worse, Diva. We're in for it, Diva. Let me just get my phone, baby.
Don't get me started. I'm trying to calm down. So, I appreciate the offer, though. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Welcome.
Tonight, we have a question for you. It is a request. And we would like to hear, we'd like you to tell us about just one fantasy that you have. And can you put it poetically?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
We'd like to hear about at least just one fantasy. Just one. And could you put it poetically?
Yes. Let's try a playground.
Playground.
On a summer day in the rain in a secluded area where you're hanging from monkey bars and I'm eating you out front and back while you're trying to hold on to the monkey bars.
Lord have mercy. Okay. Go ahead.
Go again.
These visuals. All right, Blaze.
Matter of fact, it doesn't have the monkey bar. It could be in the bedroom where I'm holding up one of your legs, sucking on your toes, and I'm playing with your clit tip and your nipples at the same time.
Can we just get to the piece, please? You're trying to kill us already. We need to get Slade
Well, I was answering a question. You asked, you wanted to ask a question, so I was just answering.
Yes. Woo. Well, I'm almost sorry down your ass, because, woo, you're trying to make me break out my fan already. So anyway, but when you're ready, the mic is yours, okay?
Okay. Well, my celestial and beyond beautified goddess, this is just me being modest. I want to become your verbal virus whose sole purpose is to wipe away your memory, be it tasting your every thought, putting your creamy aqueducts into fetal positions, just by way of a beer, caressing of your thigh, getting on the highest points right beside your juice pockets, then gently turning you over to bite on your buttocks while playing inside of you with my tips on your tip, watching you trip because you can't wait to slide on this dick, and I can't wait for your shit to get sick and throw up, you know, vomit on this brick after brick after brick till I spark and part your neck, making me the brand spanking new architect, prepping to build home. Listen, I beat and came in bones. Have you feeling like the Game of Thrones, the way in which I'll have chosen you to suffer? Cuff your wrists and ankles to bedposts, keeping your meds close because you're going to need them. Indeed, the way that I feed them without reason, I must apologize. How I disguise my innocence, making your inner she cry breaths, imprisonment, but I'm here to come freedom, and I speak of your spot and how I jeet them. Your inner season, the way you gonna be froze, girl, and the way I'm gonna have your toes curled, you will know I came to win by any means, not here to fight fair. Got you saying, Daddy, right there, right there. Eyes rolling to the back of your head like a student sitting in the back of the classroom in total fear, like they just sighted a baboon in a bathroom. These arms will allow me to lift you up from any position, dear, while fuck you. Yeah, switching gears, putting nut in you and erupting you after multiple hours of hugging and juggling you, and after all my varying moves, carrying you. So any one of you ladies come lay beside me, just know we'll be walking around while you ride me. You be fucked up for real when I say, yeah, I'm marrying you. Eating the heart and soul out your soul's heart, not your mind slipping on your clit tip ends. Push, pull, gripping. Now, just want to leave you with this. I was just bullshitting. And you know this, man. And peace.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I like that. Wow. I mean, you did it up. And then psych us at the end. Like, psych. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, Blaze. Ooh, got me fanning through the night, Lord. Well, you came in and blazed the mic, that's for sure. We need to send you a bill with that. You melted it. Wow. Yes. Aqueduct? Oh, boy. I was like, whoa, okay. But anyway, woo, I'm going to personally escort you into the Love Lounge because you acting up. So heads up. But thank you so much, Blaze. One love, one night.
Thank you, thank you.
Whew. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't even know if I could have handled that anymore. Wow. All right. Next on the mic is area code 214. Who do we have on the mic? And welcome to the Erotic Lovers.
Salutations. This is Jay Walker.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Chilling. Just relaxing. Listening to y'all being real nasty.
You know what? Everybody's calling us nasty tonight. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, this is the Erotic Love Zone, though.
Is that what this is? You know what?
Yes, it is.
I thought this was like a virtual Bible study. That's what I thought I was calling to you. I called the wrong line.
So, Jay, what say you? We want to know one of your sexual fantasies and poetry. You want to hook us up?
Yeah, we can do that. We can play around just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right then.
Ready when y'all are.
Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
I'm ready to go. Let's unpack this.
All right.
Pretend. Let's do this slow. Please have a little bit of patience. Let's play doctor, and you can be my patient. Nah, let's wait. Let me be the customer, and you be the waitress. You can be my meal. Lay down on the table. I can eat it buffet style, but let me leave a tip. Tip of my tongue, massaging your clit. New fantasy. Let's take a road trip. I'm the driver switching lanes. My pants as you unzip. Missing my exit. Pedal to the floor, steering wheel grip tight. Trying to stay between these lines. Look at the flick of your wrist. And you got the windows all fogged up. We hoping that the cops don't pull up. Huh. Handcuffs. Now you can be my prisoner. Hands and legs shackled up. You have the right to remain silent. Screaming, Black Lives Matter. As I beat good. Until I shoot them up. New game. I'm the painter. And your body is my canvas. Painting a masterpiece as I deep stroke with my paintbrush. I better call a timeout before I paint your walls all white. love making, switching occupations, multiple positions as you take this. Shit, I could be the president and grab you by the pussy. Roles will change after we begin. Doctor, nurse, slave master. We just pretended. Pretend like it's been a while. Your celibacy piques my curiosity. The endless possibilities of you and me. Let me lick your thoughts and deep stroke your dreams. Got you wanting to throw it back every time you think of me. Rubbing your click with my middle finger. Other hand on my meat cleaver. And I'm about to tenderize that poussay. Pounding that juicy. Got you screaming out loud, I'm coming. Hard dick, got you running. Bring that ass back here, girl. You better obey. As I hit you with a little joint, okay. this ain't no game, and I ain't joking, God. Got you addicted like this is cocaine. And trap house in this bed, and I'm a plug. Trap dick, got you feeling for this drug. That's my piece.
Oh, my Lord.
Damn.
I can't. I cannot.
Woo.
I'm glad I got back in time enough to catch it. Shit.
I can't. Oh, my goodness.
Y'all did this. I was minding my own business. So I was in family gathering. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened.
Was you at a barbecue? You was at a barbecue.
I was.
And here we came. We came along.
Yeah, I didn't even. Y'all see what y'all do?
It's
y'all,
all right.
Bring us the, they'll bring the best of the worst out in.
No, it's all good because we enjoyed it. I'm glad we came.
I do appreciate it. The craziness of about this is I honestly write in so many directions. I go in so many directions at any given time. So a lot of this stuff that I poetry that I write like this is actually never say it out loud. So this was actually my first time actually reading this out loud to anyone, including myself.
Oh, wow.
Well, the pleasure was all ours. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
We appreciate that. Yes. We like being part of the first time. That's a special time. That's
happy hour.
Oh, Lord.
I do appreciate it. Because I write for sport. I just write for the hell of it. I think I'm a little different from some poets or whatever. I have so much in my head, and I have to write just to clear my head and get this stuff out. So it's almost like a cup that you fill up with too much liquid, it's going to overfill. So in order to keep filling, for this water to keep flowing, I have to empty the cup. And my writing is, and that's what it is. So I never say a lot of this stuff out loud.
Well, look, we're good medicine because we help you clear out some space. And please, we have plenty of capacity.
That'll work because I got plenty of words. I got words on top of words. So, as long as I got a platform. I will be there.
Look, it'll always be an open mic waiting here for you, always. Come back anytime.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely will. And for me, it's also helping me. Like I said, I never read this stuff out loud, and so it helps me with when I feel like I need to edit or anything like that. And that's what I tell people a lot of times. I write and never even go back to it. And eventually, I will, grab an open mic around the city, and, this will help me prepare when I ever decide to, because I don't ever do it outside of this or just writing.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, man. All right.
Well, you keep coming back in here and making it do what it do. Okay.
Hey, well, yes. That's me. As long as I keep wearing sundresses with no panties, this on.
These are sending them on over there to the Love Lounge, please.
Yeah, I'm going to have to escort you over. You acting up. Mm-hmm. All right, Jay. One love, one mic. Thank you so much.
One love, one mic, and I do appreciate
one
it.
Love,
thank
one
you.
One mic. Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, diva. I can't sit still right now.
I'm like, Wayment. Waymant. Whoa. Diva. My diva. This was a tough stuff. It was hot. I don't know how I'm going to be able to sleep tonight. So many visions. Mm. So many hands.
I know how I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep real good. I'm going to pass out after I finish taking care of some things.
Right now, I
hate that. Yes, honey. I'm going to sleep real good tonight.
Yes. Tell me about it. Woo. Well, Diva, I'm going to say this was a great show, and thank you so much for riding with me as usual. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, to those who came in tonight, thank y'all so much, because y'all just came in and melted every mic we owned. So, but wow, y'all showed up, showed out, and we love it. And those that are calling us nasty tonight, y'all love us. So, right, definitely. So, y'all stay safe, and thanks a lot again, y'all. God bless. Diva.
Oh, yes. What she said. What she said. We love y'all. I ain't got too much to say tonight except for I'm going to take you out with this. Y'all stay in the positive.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Polo.
What's up, my nigga?
Hey, ready for this one?
Let's go. It's on four, baby.
Want me to get you something, daddy?
Hey, girl. Hey, you the business. So what's the business? Don't be shy. I'm just talking to you, girl. Hey, ma. Yo, where your man at? I know you got that, cause you too fine to be single out your girl. He at home, but he done fucked up. I scooped this girl up, and what I'm about to do, he'll feel I did him wrong. Cause I'm about to have a menage with a lady and some freaks at the bar who like fucking with a star. I told her.
one tootie. Yeah. I'm looking for a cutie, a real big old ghetto booty. I really like a kitty cat, and if you let me pet ya, I know you're not a bluffer. I'll take you to go see Usher.
Yeah,
I keep a couple hoes like Santa. I keep a vixen, got that dasher, dancer, prancer, Dixon. I'll make your bed on our blicker. I'm hard to pee in, 100 degrees. A lot of bread, no sesame seeds. If I'm in your city, I'm signing them tingle bitties.
Yeah.
I'm plotting the hot, I can take Cassie away from Diddy.